understand, if you will, the principle of God. The wicked he beats with many stripes of judgment. But the obedient he beats with many stripes of glory. Mantle and so on and so forth. And then when you come forth in obedience and you begin to produce fruit in obedience, boy, he really starts flogging you with glory then. Every time you produce a little fruit, tongue, and third place, and thoughts, and oh, moving in this order in obedience, he doesn't start purging you with suffering. If you're obedient, he'll purge you with glory. Oh, you'll turn and say, oh, I'm an unprofitable servant. Here come a surge of glory. And he uses this mound he's working here in the services to get you used to these beatings of glory that he gives. And he gives you absolute beatings of glory. And you begin to move in obedience. You make the least little act of obedience. And he just beats you. You'll tremble all over and shake all over. Oh, you'll think you're going to throw up and off. That's the way he does it. He goes to perfecting your ministry. The same way he beats the wicked in judgment, he turns around and beats the obedient in glory. He keeps that obedient heart towards the Lord. Then he'll just absolutely beat out of you in glory or any of your own way. Most of you have moved into a place the word judgment has passed over you, and you don't need any more beatings in judgment. But you do need many beatings in glory. I mean, you need many of them. And he'll beat you sometime in that glory, and you can't even talk. You go, he'll just keep beating you. Oh. And he does it for a purpose. This is his way of perfecting you. He chastens the wicked in judgment. He whips them in judgment. But once you turn in obedience and judgment passes over you, then he turns that chastening of judgment into glory. How? Power. And you'll feel it beating from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and all inside and all outside. To the wicked he rubs in ointment of fire and judgment. But to be obedient, he keeps that continual ornament of glory and fire of love moving all in him all the time. Now, right now, if you're living, he will begin to beat you. I mean literally beat you in glory in the praise. And when we begin to start singing in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost will come down upon you, your mother, and start beating you all inside. It's time for you to move in it, all outside, all inside. And you'll have, whoa, 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 whoa. Make her beat you. She will once you submit to these praises and obedience. It'll go, ooh, 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 ooh. Whoa. One of the signs that you send forth that you have yielded to that beating is tongues. Say not in that day I will wait for an angel to trouble the pool of healing inside of me. For I will trouble that pool of healing and life inside of thee with a stammering lip and another tongue. That you may go backwards and backwards and backwards and fall and be taken. Just start that movement, moving. You just find your old way just going backwards, fading out of your life. Watch, running out your back. And you find Christ moving forth out of you. Oh, get ready for calm and revelation, Christ. You didn't know what that scripture meant, please. Oh, yeah. And that stammering lip and that other tongue begins to move in you. You find your own way. All your resistance is just fading into the background. And the first thing you know, getting plumb out of your mind, not your mind, that is, he begins to lead out of you these different workings of the Holy Spirit. With a stammering lip and a more tongue, in that day will I speak unto this people, that they may go backwards, be snared and taken. Watch it. As the praise of the Lord begin, and that begin on the inside of you, watch it. He begins to lead out of you the new man. And he begins to take that old man backwards and backwards and backwards. And he ties that old man. Tie that old man with the spirit of life. And let the new man come forth in. This is the way he does. He lets it begin out of you. And the old man, all your final reading, first thing you know, he just ties it off from you. By those cords of grace, and you're standing there. With everything tied off of you except the new nature of Christ, and you just let her rip. Say, well, that's part of me, you understand? I didn't speak, you understand? I just hope you go back in. In faith. And then I understand, you do understand it, but even though you did not understand it all, you have to do it, you got to rip. Some of you, because you have not had understanding before, you start this, and then you go so far and just stop. You don't ever just yield and let him just tie off all your old nature and let it spew out. But now you understand what you're supposed to do. If you fall on your back, go ahead. Whatever you do, you'll be doing a lot of peculiar things that this makes this breakthrough go in your life. You're right at the point to break through. He doesn't want the old man speaking at all, so he just gives you that stammering lip and another tongue, that old man might go backwards, be snared and taken, cut off of that by the Spirit of God. But the new man shall stand forth in your life, move forth in your life, so easy and so simple. Do you want the new man to smile to stand forth in your life? You see, you've been speaking no time. You get right to that point. You make a breakthrough every once in a while. But you, all at once, you say, well, let me make out going as far as I could go and as far as I could go, and you just stop it. Well, folks don't laugh at me if I fall out of church. Well, the best place in the world to get laughed at is among families and friends that love you. That's the reason why he gives the church of one mind and one accord and one spirit. So if you have carried on any antics there, that they won't be carried on in front of strangers. You know, the church, you know, you do a lot of things in the natural at home around your family that you wouldn't dare do out in public. Is this right? So he gives you a heavenly family in the church, so that you can just go ahead and do things that you wouldn't do out in public to prepare you to move out in public and have temperance or self-control on your life. Yes, Lord. You don't want to get out there in public and begin to prophesy as I did when I first started out in my ministry. Lord, help me. Out there in public and begin to prophesy and fall backwards on the building and Carry on all that they carry one day too. But you do want to move in power and life. And if need be, you do want to prophesy and go around and around in public. But where you want to perfect this is right in the church, on your pants. Oh, so there you have control over it. Now he has control over it and can move it out of your life, out there in public. It's that simple. Oh. Now, where if I can get the guitar tonight, stir up and follow me. They have a little problem. They got theft. See, they wanted to stop and enter into the glory, but they didn't realize that they made them a servant to other people. They'll have to get their glory later. So if you'll hit it real loud there. Oh.
Thank you.
those gifts out of there now.
Thank you.
Here I stand in my faith and my life, saith the Lord. For in my wisdom I know that I cannot stand in my own way, saith the Lord. So I've given you my way, my new life, my new person inside of thee. That he might stand forth in thee, and that thou might stand forth in him, saith the Lord. hands. Everyone, look, turn around, pick those up there beside you, if you will. Get them up there to where they can see. Oh, and let's get an understanding of what the Lord is doing, so that when we get an understanding, we can continue on in our lives. Oh, and we get that understanding by demonstration of its spirit and power. Stand right there, would you? By letting the Lord draw us a picture through a minister of what he is doing, not what the minister is doing, but what he is doing through. The minister only becomes a person that administers these things to you and then demonstrates them so that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now look at it. Every one of us. Here's what Jesus was teaching us tonight. Is that there you stand. You stand there in your flesh. And there he is on the inside of you. You understand this? And says, now when you act on your faith and praise it, he says, I, the spiritual man, move out of you. I, the spiritual man, he says, moves out of you. And you move back out of me. So I operate in the spirit. Are you operating the spirit by faith? And so the first thing you know, that I have joined you or made your flesh and my spiritual man one, and you still stand there one with me in the congregation. So simple and so easy, wasn't it? But it had to be done by his way. He said, now this is the way I do it. Oh. He says, you stand and you begin to move in obedience. What? Praise it. He said, now I'm in you. And said, I'm moving in you. But said, now if you want to perfect yourself, said, there must be some way that I can go before you. Your flesh and body. Come out of you and then lead you on into me. Wasn't this what he said during Bible? Said, so I do this. Said, by that stammering lip in another tongue and praise it. Said, I call you to cause your old man to go backwards and be snared and taken and held there. And said, I walk out through you, the spiritual unseen man. And said, the first thing you know, you're right up there with me and we're both moving together. He said, now I am inside you live. And said, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, which you have, are inside of me. Yes, they're inside of you. But he said, in order to lead you into them, he said, I move, begin to move out of you and stand just a little before you. And through stammering lips in another tongue, said, I carry your old man back and I hold it. Oh, yes. I hold it and I let the new man take over and said, as I stand there before you, moving before you, yet that's not me, but it's you, yet it's not you, but it's me. Said, as I stand there before you, said the first thing, said your whole flesh, oh, has moved into me, and then the mystery is finished. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Understand one of the principles of grace, which is so simple and so easy. Once you move into the place you are now, there is no more work of your old man, of your old way of trying, but it becomes a mighty work of the new man, as he by force, as he, you by faith, you by your action of faith, and pray, release him out of you, and he stepped forth out of you. Yet he still joined unto you. Oh, and now you begin to operate, and you begin to follow him, that spiritual man moving out of you. First thing you know, he brought you forth, and you're all one, and you're just moving. the mystery spoken of by the greatest grace minister that ever lived, and by the way, died to bring the gospel of grace. His name was Paul. He said, this thing I do. He said, I work and strive according to his working which worketh in me mightily. He said, I don't work and strive according to my own efforts. He said, I let him move forth out of me, and then I followed him, and I let him move forth again, then I followed him, and said, the first thing you know, said that he and I joined together, he that had joined in the Lord in one spirit, said the first thing you know, God, a mighty movement of strive and in glory of the life of Christ, yet I am at rest in my own nature, and he's moving in glory and in life. That ever happened in God's people was the idea which came through religion and Satan, the Antichrist spirit, that they had to do the works of Christ. The works of Christ are done through you by faith, by the Spirit, that leads him forth out of you and you follow him. He leads him forth one step at a time, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. He leads forth, you step into it. He leads forth, you step into it. He leads forth, you step into it. And the first thing you know, moving automatically and risk your ministry, your gifts, your song begin to move out. No wonder the Lord spoke through David, the psalmist. And he said, I saw the Lord ever before my face. And since then there, he was in my right hand. I shall not be moved. Now I'm going to just tax you with a mantle, Brother Joe. I want you just by faith, whisper, ask them, given unto me to write a message or whatever, and just feel it move forth out of you just a little bit, and then just yield your voice, bring that message, and feel yourself move right in. Once you act in obedience, you move right in and you become one. All right? Ooh. By, in that day, of the day when his grace was revealed, he said that I shall encourage my people, not with my fire, but with my caress. He said, once you move into a place to where you're ready to obey by faith, he said, then I'm ready to stop judgment and fire. I'm ready to purge off to carry you the rest of the way by my caresses. Oh, and workings and purging of the Holy Spirit that leads you moving and growing. Oh, he's already revealed what's on the inside of him, and all I do is speak it out. Say, well, that sounds real misty. It's the easiest way I'll know. I tried it every other way. It wouldn't work. Oh. God is in my life. Shilandala. Oriandala. 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 Said, walk in the Spirit. Many folks have the idea, well, I've got to do the walking. So they try to walk in the Spirit. The way it worked at all, did it? We thought it was. We tried.